Well, Jessica, it's you. I wanted to talk to you. It's Maxine. Yeah, I tried to get you twice yesterday, but you know, nobody there. Anyway, Dawn last Sunday had her grandies there, and she reckoned she knew nothing about when her appointments were and all this sort of jazz. So I wanted to check with you as to the time that she's getting picked up for the appointment up in Rockingham next Wednesday. So you have to go in over and tell her what time she's getting picked up, you know. Yeah, you took a copy of her appointment thing when I was there last time. Well, she'll have to ring her when she gets out of the surgery, because they said it could take 2.5 hours, but don't know. You know, it could be longer, it could be less in that way. What did I put down? Okay, yeah, well, that's it. She's, you know, finished, so to speak. Yeah, so when I was there yesterday, she very, very confused, and I just told her, I said, you're not coping in that way, you know. And she found paperwork to say she had an appointment with the doctors on Thursday, and it told her she had to get a needle from the chemist to take with her, and she would have forgotten all about it and not gone to the doctors and not taken it. But anyway, so she's very, very confused and had to do a few things for her, but I wanted to check that, so I'll ring her and tell her about that, and tomorrow I'll have to ring her and remind her that she's got to go to the doctors in the afternoon, and then tell her about that time. But if you could also tell her as well, because otherwise she'll forget in that way, because you know, memory's not good. No. Yeah. Well, I'll have to ring her next Tuesday evening or something, you know, to remind her that the time of the appointment as well. But you know, as I say, I'm going to be over in Melbourne, so I'll just have to remember that one and just see what happens. Yeah. Okay. So you have a nice break as well, and see what happens. Yeah. Meanwhile. Yeah. Okay. Will do. See you. Bye.